Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monero Rye. And joining me today is the guy who has a sister with a very similar first name, River Guide Chris.
That's a very interesting choice of opener there, Ryan. But yes, my sister's name is Christina.
Well, the whole reason I wanted to do it is because the other one joining us is the girl that was named after a sandwich, Monorail Molly.
Yippee! The one and only!
I need details.
I wanted to share these fun facts with everyone.
Well, so the fun fact is that so my middle name, Savannah, it comes from a
not
sandwich
Renee.
shop that... not Renee!
Contrary to popular belief.
My middle name is not Renee, it is Savannah, and it comes from a sandwich shop that my dad loved called Savannah Sandwiches that closed down before I was born, and so my dad was like, stolen for my child.
But I will also let
Love
you know
that
I was at Molly's house when she was having this conversation with her father, and he goes, that is not why we named you Savannah. And Molly was like, yes, it is. So the world may never really know.
Well, it's funny because every time the story changes a little bit, even when I asked my parents, because for the longest time they were like, we just thought up of Molly. And then all of a sudden, my dad was like, oh, actually, I did have a grandma whose name was Molly. And I'm like, where was this lore forever ago?
Yes. Yeah. So that's how we wanted to open this one up. Anyway, getting to it. Disney News, Chris, you did tell me one thing, one fun thing.
So I'm kind of looking around. You've got four Disney Parks news over in California. We are getting close to the start of the Lunar New Year celebration at Disneyland. And then Festival of Arts over at Epcot, otherwise annoyingly known as Farts, began this week. My agency owner is there right now, and I'm very jealous. And just kind of looking, Space Mountain just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
It sure did.
So,
happy birthday.
Yay, space.
Still 50 years and still great. We love
right?
It.
And a whopping 26 miles per hour.
Yep. That's all it is. 26 miles an hour. And just for the record, we're just going to put it out there. TikTok, the whole band, 12 hours. Whoop-de-ding. Okay, moving on.
Some of us had bigger feelings than others.
Didn't lose any sleep over that one. Anyway, today, we're going to talk about, as we all know, we were college program students. We all had jobs. Monorail Molly and I, of course, were.
Is that what the CP stands for?
Yeah. DCP, Disney College Program. Yep. That's what it is.
It's actually Disney Cool People.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So Molly and I were Monorail cast members. River Guide Chris obviously was a River Guide. But before he was a River Guide, he was also a bus greeter. And then Molly
transportation.
We love some transportation.
Yes, and Molly went back and did a was it a professional?
It was
internship?
An internship.
Yes,
it was an internship
as a VIP tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and even though she has not been able to join us in a while, Claire did quick service
Pinocchio's
Village House. Yep, and then went back for her professional internship as a resort leader. So.
Yes. And so we thought, what other jobs would we have liked to do during our college program or even today? What would, if we were going back as cast members full time or even part time if we lived in Florida, what other jobs would we enjoy inside of the parks? So that is what today's episode is all about, is our top 10 jobs we would like to have in the Walt Disney World Resort. And so let's get to it. Chris, did you end up coming up with 10?
Yes, I did come up with 10. Actually, I came up with more than 10, but I narrowed it down to 10. So
okay.
I was too generalized and I had to like break out a little bit.
Yes. I also have 10 with an honorable mention because the honorable mention is my retirement plan. And I think we all know what it is. So should I start us off? Should I tell you my retirement plan?
Let's start with your retirement plan.
Tell us what your retirement plan is.
So my retirement plan is, after families have had the most magical day of their entire lives and they're on their way back to their resort hotels, there are a line of cast members at the exit gates, or the entrance gates if you're walking in. And they all have a Mickey glove on their hand, and they wave that Mickey glove and they say, "Have a magical night. Thanks for spending the day at the Magic Kingdom." That is my retirement plan. I want to go to Walt Disney World. I want to wear a Mickey glove and tell people to have a magical night.
Love it.
You know what, Riot, with that, you have reminded me of what I would like my retirement plan to be.
Yes.
And so we'll start with that for mine as well. For anyone who's worked in any sort of transportation role, or I think also anyone who work has worked probably like Main Street General Parade Assist, knows what a turtle is and
Oh,
knows what it's like
yes.
to be mic'd up. And I think that's what I want my retirement plan to be, just wherever they need just someone to be a distraction or make noise, just throw me with a turtle out there. I'll tell them people where to go. I'll tell them to stay out of wherever you don't want them to go. I'll just yell. I'll do whatever you want.
Well, that's how Olivia and I got our first four keys was the turtle, because we were going up to random guests saying, "What's your favorite Disney song?" into the turtle, and then singing those songs as we're supposed to be doing audience control, telling people to get on the monorail or the boat.
So, fun fact, I bought a turtle box after my second program for my classroom
Oh, I was like, for
because
what?
for my classroom because we were doing
Molly
like a lot
just
of
spit out her soda. She laughed so hard.
Sorry, Molly. We were doing a lot of like after my first year of teaching, I was like, we do a lot of field trips. We do a lot of things like outdoor activities. We do a lot of things where I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm at, Animal Kingdom on the box anyways. I might as well have one so I'm not always shouting.
So, what does a turtle box run?
So the one I bought off Amazon was like $30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Somebody
That's not
else
bad at
just bought
all.
one that was like $70 and does a whole heck of a lot more than mine does, and I'm like, good for you. I don't need
Yeah.
all those, like all
No.
that.
Well, does your classroom has a PA system in it, does it not?
It does not.
Really? Okay, so in my school district growing up,
Right.
even in the one I work in now, they all have like an amplifier that hooks up to a mic, and that's on the wall.
For a lot of our classrooms, we have mobile amplifiers. So if we have a student that is hard of hearing or needs that, I had one my very first year of teaching. That said, I am so loud, my student actually asked if I would not use it because he was embarrassed by it, and I was loud enough he didn't need it.
Well,
But
there you go.
also, I want to say that your guys' retirement plans are so much more wholesome than mine.
What is yours?
Mine is to marry somebody who's rich enough to already own property within Golden Oaks so that, I get all the benefits without.
Wait, does Golden
Honestly,
Oaks get
Chris?
in for free?
I don't believe they get in for free, but I mean, if you got the money to own property in Golden Oaks, you got the money to buy me a season or an annual pass.
True. Okay. And you know what? Slay. Okay.
So,
So I also heard this. We are getting so off
we
track,
are
but this
so
is
off track,
okay.
but it's okay.
This is great content. So, Justin was just looking at D23 prices, or
Oh.
Club 33. I'm sorry,
Oh.
not D23. We are D23 members.
Right. I was
Come on,
like,
come on. Club
anyways.
33. It is $83,000. No, $80,000, and then the annual subscription fee is $23,000 a year. However, you get an annual pass. You get 50 free tickets to give to family and friends. So, like, really? I was like, if we just bank my salary and live off yours for like 2 years, we can buy into it. And then we'll still be able to save like a third of my salary. Well, a third of my salary would go to the annual fee. We could do this. We could
You
really do
could.
this.
Which Club 33 are you looking at? Because obviously that is not Disneyland's.
I don't know. We were in the car and he said, "Oh, I found the Club 33 prices."
Okay. Because the way Walt Disney World did it, and I'm not very fond of it, at least that's how it used to be, is they were like each independent Club 33s that did not work with each other.
That's
Which I
dumb.
mean, which in the end is not a big deal when you're still getting an annual pass no matter what. You just got to decide which one do you want to,
Right.
which lounge do you want access to?
Yeah, true. Because we were like, can we sell the 50 tickets? Would they ever know?
I feel like that's that runs the same risk of cast members like selling their discount. You just have to be careful. Like
Well, if
the
you end
minute
up,
someone suspects it,
if I end up a Club 33 member, you know what I'm doing. If not, then I'm not breaking any rules.
helping Claire and Chris and Molly out.
I mean, yeah, I'll give you guys like a week
Okay.
free each. I'm still gonna
Oh, well,
have,
thanks.
that's 21. Even if I give you each a full week pass, that's 21 tickets. Even if I give Travis 28 tickets, I still have 22 tickets I can sell. right?
For legal
Hello.
reasons, he is joking.
Hashtag not sponsored. Okay, so that is a long-winded
Just
way
fell
of
off
going through
topic.
all of our retirement plans for Walt Disney World.
Oh,
Now getting into the top 10.
gosh.
The top 10. My number 10 is to be a bellhop at the Tower of Terror. I just think it'd be a fun job. I could be dark and spooky. I love when people put their hands up on the elevator doors and slide them down, real scary. Just, easy peasy, breezy, cover girl, cover squirrel.
Love that. Love that.
That's number 10 for me. Molly, number 10.
Excellent. My number 10 comes from a place of true love. And I didn't know how to describe this as, because I'm not sure exactly what their role is, but a attraction cast member at Living with the Land.
Of course.
Plus, I think
Molly
also
just wants to be the mailbox inside of Living with the Land.
just put me in there, and then every once in a while I'll like
You
peek a
pop
peek
out.
out.
Hello!
Hello.
Love that.
Yeah, that's what I want. But also, I feel like it would just be like a really calm role to be at because you don't have too many people coming around. So you're really just like hanging out, just waiting for the next boat to roll through.
Yeah, love it. Chris.
So I know I'm going to get crap for this one, but quite frankly, my number 10 is to go back to being a river guide over at Colorado Rapids.
Wow,
A
that's
job
cute.
you've already had. Hey, it was a great job. I enjoy that ride a lot. And the number of steps that I got in on a daily basis.
Let me tell you, monorail, Epcot line, what is that? Unload?
Oh,
Concourse unload? Oh.
Concourse unload. You are going off. You're just running
Right.
around.
I
And, well,
remember. Go ahead.
sorry. And also, there's so much room to pace there, which is so nice. Because honestly, on a lot of the unload ramps, you don't have as much like space to pace around. But Epcot, especially because of how long it is between each monorail.
Yes.
You're just like, I'm gonna like just keep walking around back and forth.
I remember there was one morning I woke up and I'm like, I am just not feeling work today. And so I asked the leaders, I'm like, can you just put me on concourse unload all day? And they did. They literally put me on concourse unload the entire day. And I just paced up and down. I got like
That's
30,000 steps
hilarious.
that and like a 6 hour shift.
But yeah, no, you're on that turntable because, there are other spots within the ride, front of queue and merge and all of that, but most of your positions are on the turntable, and so you're just walking a circle the entire day.
Yeah.
And so the number of steps I used to get in was amazing. Number
All
nine,
right.
Ryan.
Number nine. This one is to be a Green Army Man in Toy
Okay.
Story Land. Because they get
Aww.
to pick on people the whole time and be shenanigans. And I love shenanigans.
Aww, that's so cute. I love that.
And it's Toy Story. So,
Right.
it's my faves.
And we love Toy Story. My number nine is a fairy godmother in training at the Bippity Boppity Boutique. I just think it would be so much fun. Number one, the costume is so cute. Number two, I just think it'd be so much fun to like, give that huge amount of magic to just like little girls all day.
Dapper Danielle 2.0 over here. She was a fairy godmother in training. She worked at the Bippity Boppity Boutique. Yep.
Love that.
Christopher.
So similar to your number 10, mine is a butler at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I was actually, that was kind of tied with bellhop at first, and I was like, which one
Right.
would I rather do
Like,
as
and it
of
makes
those Tower
total
of
sense
Terror?
that you would, and honestly, I could totally see being a bellhop at the Tower of Terror too. Like either one of those would be great. But yeah, I was like, butler at the Haunted Mansion would be fun.
Yeah, I just figured when I thought about it, I'm like, which one would I have more fun at? And I feel like I personally could have
You
more
would absolutely
freedom at Tower of
at
Terror.
Tot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the more I think about it, I kind of agree with you. I feel like Tower is probably the better option, but I put Butler, so that's what we're going
Hey,
with.
there it is. Number eight, here we are. Da-da-doo. A tumbling monkey in the Festival of the Lion King. I just
Yes.
think, number one, it would be fun. Number two, we love some spandex. Number three, just kidding. I cannot tumble. I wish I could. But if I had that kind of talent, this would be a fun job, in my opinion. Just to like go out, run around, get a workout in while you're working, and go home.
And also, it's got that mischief that you love.
Yes, it does.
I
And
love
my
that.
nickname growing up was Monkey Boy, so.
How did I not know this? And B, why does that make total sense?
So when I was little, I was always too short to reach into the cabinets in my parents' house, so I would just climb up on the counter to get what I needed out of the cabinet. And so my mom's best friend, the aunt and uncle that lived in the Caymans, that live in North Carolina, that lived in Texas, you know, those ones.
Those ones.
So my mom's childhood best friend is basically like my aunt, you know, the family friend, aunt and uncle. And so my uncle was like, oh, he's Monkey Boy. So it just stuck. And now it's really funny because one of my nephews is doing the exact same thing. So I started calling him Monkey Boy when I was in St. Louis last. And he's like, what? And my brother was like, oh my God, he literally is you.
And I can see your brother's reaction to that too. Like I can so obviously not Disney, but Nickelodeon, but now all I can think about is Donnie from the Wild Thornberries.
Oh, I wasn't that crazy. I just like to climb on things.
Awesome.
That's
Well,
awesome.
Chris, I am just going to give you a little shout out. I am also going to join the returning to a previous role club. My number 8th is a VIP tour guide.
Love it.
I enjoyed it so much. It was so much fun to basically just be like a walking fast pass and get to make magic all day. So I would definitely go back in and be a VIP tour guide again. Plus, I love plaid.
I will say that I won't tell you where yet, but the plaid is on my list as well.
Okay, listen, I didn't put my previous role. I would go back to Monroe's in a heartbeat, but I'm like, what other
For
jobs would I
sure.
rather have?
I didn't put
Okay.
bus greeter, if that counts for anything.
I wonder why.
Hey, that was one of the best jobs. I worked 6 hours a day, only mornings.
I know. We
Quick nap
really
and straight to the park.
transportation had probably the best like schedules because
Oh, yeah.
they need you in the morning and they need you at the end of the night. You are not really during the day. So once you got off, you got to go play in the parks. You weren't expected to go
Absolutely.
fold t-shirts from 12 to 8. And we had consistent schedules too. We always had the same days off, which was
It was
always
pretty
nice
sweet.
too.
It's
Yeah.
always nice.
We were living the dream. Okay, Chris, you are at number 8, buddy.
Oh, I am at number 8, and number 8 is a parade performer.
Okay.
I would love to be, I mean, I do not have the face or the looks or the personality to be Tally the Elf, but I would love to be a parade performer nonetheless.
Noted. Very nice. I like that one as well. My number 7. And this one, I just think this one makes perfect sense for me. A cousin at the 50s Primetime Cafe.
Okay.
Because I get to yell at people for not eating their food and like get to be sassy and like be that total like crazy aunt that's like, what are you doing? Why aren't you finishing your soda? Do you need some iced water? Like that just it's perfect for me. Like that Jersey mom is just coming out all the time. Plus tips.
Refer to her as Mrs. Potato Head.
Exactly. I get to be Mrs. Potato Head in real life. Why didn't you eat all your mashed potatoes?
Hey, Rye, this is really funny. Do
Yes.
you want to know? Do you want to
Stop
know?
is yours also.
It's also a server at 50s Primetime.
I love it. We could be the managers.
Yes. We just yelled at everyone, like, what do you mean? You gotta finish your
Yes.
plate.
Yes. Oh my
You're a growing
gosh.
boy.
That's amazing. Because the other one I thought about was a Whispering Canyon Cafe. But I was like, 50s Primetime would be way more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's Molly's number 7, Chris. Let's hear yours. Finally, we got one that matched.
Right. Where am I at? Number 7?
Yes.
I would like to be friends with Goofy, Mr. Incredible, and Woody.
Wow, what a surprise.
Hey, I'm the right height. What can I say?
Okay, so I almost put that on here because I'm that weird height that. Like, it could be Buzz Lightyear. It might not be Buzz Lightyear. We all know Buzz Lightyear's like my dude. Could be Pluto, might not be Pluto. Definitely Mrs. Incredible. Give me them hips.
Right.
But also, I'm like, I have other jobs I'd rather do that are face
That's fair.
characters.
That's fair. Whereas, like, I even auditioned to be a character, so.
Yes. All right, number 6. I would like to be a skipper for the Jungle Cruise. Because, let's be real, that is my sense of humor. I know how to deliver that kind of sense of humor. I feel like I would get a lot of love. And I just need that for my ego.
I agree. And I don't think this will be the last time we hear of the skipper
No,
in
because Chris definitely was like,
I can guarantee that the skipper is coming back.
I think this skipper might make a trio.
Is it also your number six, Molly?
No, it is not my number six,
Okay.
but my number six, Rye, I think you will get a real kick out of.
Okay, I'm ready.
I definitely get a real kick out of just because I think I genuinely would thoroughly enjoy it, and that is a watercraft driver.
Okay, all right. Even though monorails and watercrafts hate each other, that's fine.
I'm willing to cross that line
Yes.
as the transportation queen of the Buckaroo Ball, as we
Okay.
all know.
Yes, I still have the
I'm allowed to
photos.
cross that line.
What watercraft would you prefer?
I think I would most prefer the, oh shoot, I can't remember what they're called, but the ones that go around the Seven Seas Lagoon to like the to the campground and like the
Okay.
contemporary
Oh,
and then
okay.
back to the
They're not friendship boats. They're
They're
something
not. What the
else.
heck? I'm gonna have to look this up because it's gonna bother me now.
The other ones.
Yeah. They look like friendship boats, but like bigger. Pretty much. All right. Well, when Chris is done looking that up and giving us an answer, he'll also tell us what his number six is.
Absolutely. Seven Seas Lagoon at Walt Disney World has water taxis, ferries, and pontoons. They are literally referred to by their flag color, and they don't have any specialty names.
Yeah, red
Lame.
line, green line, yellow
Gold
line.
line. Yellow, gold. Yeah. But my number, what are we on? Seven?
Six.
Six. You are going to see I have a lot of performer positions on this list. I would love to be a Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
I enjoy the Dapper Dans and I enjoy singing, so.
That is a great answer. Number five. Here we are. Face character. Give me Prince Charming. Give me Flynn Rider. Give me Prince Eric. One of them. Don't care how I am them. I can be in a parade. I can do a meet and greet. I don't care. Just make me a dang prince.
You are a prince, Rye.
Thank you. That was my other nickname during DCP was Prince Charming slash Grandpa.
That one I remember.
Yes.
So my number five one is kind of an interesting one, and it's one that people who don't who have not worked for Disney may not even know that this team exists. But for my number fifth answer, I said a cast activities recognition and experience team member. I don't know if
Yes.
y'all ever had any experience with them. I had the pleasure of working with them fairly frequently, especially when I was in VIP tours. And they're just the absolute sweetest people. They care so much genuinely for the cast members and thinking of like creative ways to like show recognition even for, cast members who may not see as much recognition. And they're the best. And I would love to be on that team because I'm everyone's cheerleader. And I think I
Yes,
just would do
you
such a good
are.
job of like just making noise and being like, you guys are all so good at your jobs.
So, Molly, first of all, that would be a fantastic role for you. Like, I can totally see it. Question: are these the same people that do like the, well, I'll just like Animal Kingdom's 20th anniversary? Like, we had a big cast bash in the back on Earth Day for the 20th anniversary. Would that be the same team?
I think it is.
I
Don't
think
quote me
so,
on
but
that. I might be making that up, but if I it feels like it.
That's why I was like, I feel like that's the same team, but I'm gonna ask and see if we have any clarification. So, the people that did the 20th were fantastic, and it made that event so much better.
And they're so sweet. They
Yeah.
they are all very genuine in how much they care, which I think is what's most important.
You're right.
But Chris, what's your number five?
Well, I'm gonna lead my number five with a joke. I am teaching about ancient Egypt right now, and I was talking about the Nile River the other day, and I told my students it goes on for Niles and Niles and Niles. And if they didn't believe me, they were in denial.
Denial.
That's
Yes.
right, ladies and gentlemen. My number five is a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Love it. Love it.
And my students absolutely hated me for that.
Of course they did. They're teenagers. What do you expect?
They're preteens. It's even worse.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Okay. My number four. We are at number four, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually the reason I chose transportation, because I thought it counted as transportation, when in reality, it is
Oh,
attractions. And I also
okay.
had attractions, don't get me wrong. And that is a Kilimanjaro safari guide.
Love it.
Give me, I love big vehicles. Put me behind the wheel of that truck. Let me point out that animal. I'm all about it. I can come up
Make
with
fun of
jokes
the lady
about it
with pink
too.
hair.
You got it. That is what I wanted. And it's okay. I got monorails. I got to meet two of my best friends that way. Here we are.
Wow.
Love it.
I love that. Cool. You know, it's so funny. I thought where you were going with that was the railroad, because that's why I selected a modern
Transportation? Well, okay.
transportation, because I thought the railroad was going to be a part of that.
So the other one that I was thinking was the Saratoga Springs pontoon boats. That was
Oh,
another
okay.
reason I chose transportation. But
Are they not
monorail,
transportation?
honestly, they are, but I don't think they hired college programmers for that
CPs,
because
gotcha.
they only needed the driver. They don't need
Right,
anyone like
okay.
at the dock.
Yeah. But honestly, monorail ended up being way cooler anyway. So,
I had a total blast. I'm not even
yeah.
gonna lie.
For real.
Cool. Well, what were number four?
Yeah.
Number four. My number four role is a fun one that I just think would be a ton of fun for me personally, and it's a parade float driver for Maleficent.
I thought you were going to say the electrical parade being inside of one of the cars.
Oh, I want to be the snail
The
so bad
snail.
too. I think I said that the first time we saw it together, and I was like, God, I want to be that snail so bad.
Literally thought that's where you were going to.
Because that is so much more Molly than being the Maleficent driver.
I wanna be, well, I think it's because I know that the snail, I would get so queasy in there just because I don't do well with spinning your babies, as we discussed about Mission Space.
Right.
And so I'd rather would just have a giant flamethrower.
Hey, love
And
it.
I knew it was going to be you wanted to push the button for the flames. But
Yeah.
Molly, speaking of spinny go-pukies, I heard a
Chris's
new
number
name.
three is Alien Swirly Saucers.
Well, first of all, we're on number four. And second of all, no. Saucers did not make it on there.
Dang.
I had to really not just use the acronym there. No, but I heard a new nickname for that corridor with Guardians and Mission Space.
Oh.
It's the Barf Corridor. I was like, that makes total sense.
Accurate.
I honestly, though, okay, I've ridden Guardians. I don't know how people get sick on it.
I haven't. I
Because
don't, so I. Go
well,
ahead.
maybe it's because it's not 3D. So, like, you all know 3D, and I just, it makes my head
Right.
spin. I don't get sick. I just don't like the feeling of it. Guardians, I feel like if people get queasy, I typically will also get queasy on things like that, and I didn't. So.
So I've not had the opportunity to ride Guardians yet, but I think it just depends, like, were you dumb enough to like go straight to Guardians after eating lunch or something like that? And then you've got those that are like, we're gonna go straight from Guardians to Mission Space or straight from Mission Space to Guardians. And I think that's where all the
True.
barfing happens. But no, my number four, I want to be a plaid. I want to be a VIP tour guide. I've had multiple friends, Molly, Mama Gaskins, Nicole, who was one of my trainers and, you know, is just a great lady, is a VIP tour guide right now and works for that department. So I get to see a lot of what she does. It just, I've always wanted to be a plaid. So definitely near the top of my list there.
Very
It is,
nice.
it's so much fun, and it's tough because it's the role that like everyone wants, you
Right.
know? And I feel like I got a really lucky opportunity by getting in there by being a tour guide, because I don't think I would have had that experience any other way.
Right, absolutely.
Number three. We're in the top three.
Ooh.
This is not a specific job. I just want to be a voice in an attraction or a mode of transportation. You hear my voice over the loudspeaker. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just 10 minutes, we here at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Resort.
We here at the Walt Disney World Resort will be presenting Wishes, even though it's not Wishes anymore.
I love that. That's so cute.
Just let me be a voice.
I do like that.
I do want to be a
Aww.
Pixar character. So if anyone's listening, hit me up.
Wink,
Thanks.
wink, nudge, nudge. I love that. That's so cute. It's so funny that you mentioned Wishes, though, Rye, because mine. Sorry, this one made me giggle so hard. My number
Tinkerbell.
three is the Wishes Tinkerbell. That's what I want to be.
Okay, that's coming up again. Just
I
saying.
love it. I love it. Well, while they're laughing so hard that we can't even hear them,
I mean, who doesn't want to fly over the dang castle?
I
Like,
want
to
to
be
do
the
that. I
person and
want
be
to.
like, you know, Tinkerbell, the one that flew over the castle? That was me.
That was me. That was me. That was me. I think it'd be so funny to be like hanging out with someone and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I gotta run. But like, here, I'll see you later. Just like look at the castle at like 7 o'clock, like 7, 8 o'clock or whatever fireworks is. Just I'll catch it. Don't worry about it. Just look over there. I'm like that, like zip line. Anyway.
As Molly's like ziplining. Hi, Mom.
Have you guys seen the video about the gal whose brother?
Who lived in a shoe?
No, that's the little old woman who lived in a shoe.
Well.
No, this gal's brother, they were at Disneyland and he saw Tinkerbell fly and he was like, I have to ask her out on a date. And he like followed the line backstage and found her and asked her out on a date and they ended up getting married.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. Good thing she wasn't a
She's
Duff.
right. Well, and of course this gal's like, we're gonna like he just got us completely terminated from Disney. We will never be able to come back again. We are gonna be permanently banned. Nope, you just ended up with a sister-in-law
Wait,
who is Tinkerbell.
was he a cast member or was he just like a
No,
random
just a random
guest?
guest.
Oh, okay. Good for
Yeah.
him.
Right.
Good
All
for him.
right. My number three though, and I can't believe Ryan hasn't said this one.
Okay.
I want to be a performer at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
See, I thought about it, Chris, but I had something else, number two,
Okay.
that's up there. And Chris, here's the deal with Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, right? So this is the same thing as the Tumbling Monkeys. I can't do tumbling. That's why it's ranked so low. I cannot
That's fair.
sing. I cannot sing. I am not coordinated. I cannot dance. Me being at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, we're losing money.
I definitely would be like the one character that can't dance, and you know they always have that one that's just like a terrible dancer. That would
Yeah.
have to be me. I can sing, I can't dance.
But I'd be too jealous of all the other performers. So therefore, it didn't make the list.
Fair enough. We still need to do our episode on the Hoop-Dee-Doo.
We do. We need Claire for that one as
We
well.
do need Claire
So,
for that one as well.
Molly, obviously, you are still invited.
Absolutely.
You are a part of the podcast
That'd
now.
be really funny if you were like, and you're
We
not
gave you a
invited.
contract.
Yes, you have a contract. You are supposed to do 52 episodes a year, so.
Well, then I guess I gotta be there.
Yeah. But as far as my performing goes, Chris, the one that I would do that I think I could handle is being a frozen villager.
Oh, I didn't
That
even
is
think
my
about
good
that one.
answer. Number
Good answer.
two,
Good answer.
frozen villager. Molly, number two.
Okay, my number two, you've heard it before. It's a Jungle Cruise skipper. I think I would do such a good job as a skipper because I'm such a big ham.
You would be like, you would start off with the joke and then just start like rambling about something and then come back to the joke, which would be the funniest part about it. Like, you would just have a way of like getting the joke in, but finding like every detour possible to get to the joke.
Yeah, I feel like it would be like a journey where it's like people like it was like the rambling would drag on to the point where like guests would be like, oh my God, they don't know what they're doing, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait
Yes, but I need the one thing that I got to tell you about the Jungle Cruise though is they need new PA systems
Yes.
because so many of the punchlines are missed because those PA systems stink in those
Yeah,
boats.
because then it's like okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's the eighth wonder of the world. Literally. And not only
Exactly.
that, but like the boat is so loud that you also can't really hear it sometimes.
Which is why, and I think you noticed this, Ryan. The last time we went to Disney, they were like, okay, how many in your party? And I was like, oh no, we're waiting till the next boat because we wanted to be like right there next to the skipper.
Yes.
Like,
Disneyland's is actually, their system is much better. You can hear all the jokes a lot more
that's good
crisp
to know.
at Disneyland. Chris, number two, buddy.
Number two, this is another one that I don't know that many people know exist. I want to be a Disney Parks Resorts Experience social media team member. Like, I want to be one of the people responsible for doing like the social media and going out there and filming the different things and all of that.
It's a good one.
So,
That's tedious, though.
it is tedious. I mean, again, my original degree is journalism with an emphasis in Stratcom. So,
As someone who is in advertising and marketing, it's
yeah.
tedious. That's why it didn't last very long. That's
It's
why
probably one of the
I really give social media content creators like props because it is a lot of work. It
It
truly
is.
is.
So it's, and you know, I'm thankful for the amount of, you know, the, even though it's a little bit, the amount of work you do on our social media is a lot. So.
Yes. All right, we are down to it. Number one. Well, when that guy comes backstage, he is going to be disappointed because Tinkerbell is me. Yes, let me fly over the castle. I like, okay, Disneyland did Buzz Lightyear. I'll be Buzz Lightyear flying over Disneyland's castle. I don't really care. I just want to fly over the castle to say that I did it because I think that would be amazing. And that is all I have to say about it.
I agree. And it, listen, if it was down between me and you on who would be flying up above the castle, I would tell them to give it to you.
Oh, Molly, that's so sweet.
Because you deserve it. And because I got a different number one, which frankly, I'm kind of surprised hasn't come up yet. But we save the best for last. My number one role that I want to have is a voice actor for the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor.
Oh,
Yes, that is a good
yes.
one.
That is a good one. And I think the reason I didn't put that on was because I knew you were going to have it. And like, I did say I want to be a voice and attraction, so that really kind of counts. I just want to be like
Yeah.
the overhead voice, but I wouldn't
Right.
mind doing that either.
Yeah, I think it's a ton of fun
Or Turtle
because
Talk with Crush. But you
or
have to be
Turtle Talk
so
with Crush.
quick-witted too. Like,
Gee,
that's
if
the other
only I
thing.
was so quick-witted.
Right,
If
right.
only.
See, Molly's quick-witted. I can be.
She quick-witted.
Uh-oh.
We've killed Chris.
No, I think his cough has killed
No,
himself.
my cold is killing me. This is not one of those times where you killed me, I promise.
Not this time.
Not this time.
We'll get him next time.
All right, Chris, let's hear it. Number one.
Okay,
Number one.
this should come as no surprise to anybody who knows me, or has known me for a while, that is. This particular role is a job within the park, but backstage of the park. My number one job at Disney would be the vice president of any one of the theme parks.
Oh, going big.
I am
Going
going
big.
big.
I'm thinking under like $15 an hour was my list here, okay?
Our budget was actually just barely making it to being one of the godparents.
Sorry, I didn't get the memo that my budget was supposed to be I'm sleeping in my car because I can't afford Orlando prices. My bad.
No, Chris, there wasn't speculations on it. We said as long as it's inside the parks, and it's inside the
It is
parks.
inside the park,
I'm just
but
thinking of like the fun jobs where I'm not like the man.
which, don't get me wrong, like it would be a lot, but I think also the number of conversations, I mean, I had a phone interview with Dan Cockrell while he was still VP of Magic Kingdom. I had an in-person interview with Duane Rivers while he was still VP of Animal Kingdom. Like, I don't know. It's.
Hey, as long as you get Molly as the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor voice and you
Oh,
get me as
absolutely.
Tinkerbell over the castle, we don't care. You can
So
do whatever the heck you
you
want.
really just upgraded me. I said any of the parks, and now apparently I have to be VP of the largest, most popular park in the entire world.
Well, hold
Sorry,
you're
on,
the one
hold
with
on.
dreams. Monsters, Inc. laugh floor might be moving to Hollywood Studios. We don't
That's
know.
true.
And
That's
then you
true.
just have to figure out where I can fly over something, and
You
then
can fly
we're
over the
good.
Chinese theater.
Like,
Yeah, there you go.
yeah, you could just have me flying over Toy Story Land as Buzz Lightyear.
Ooh,
I mean, I think that would
we
be
just gotta
amazing.
get this man up in the air.
Correct. You have to put me in the air. That's all that matters. I have to zip line, okay?
It's part of your contract that you signed, Chris.
That's
It is
fine.
like Rider B, Section C.
.954 dash
Ryan must
Z.
be in the air.
I
As
believe it's
character.
I believe it's
As
section
character,
2319.
acceptable characters. Tinkerbell, Buzz Lightyear, Mrs.
Mrs.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah, nope. I
I'm
believe
just
the
like
section that
Elastigirl and I
deals
just
I believe the section that deals with getting Ryan and Molly jobs is section
Oh man.
2319.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Or
No, awesome.
A113.
I would happily be Mike Wazowski too. I think I'm short enough and all I have to do is like
I
move
think
his
you
little
are
hand.
Mike Height. That would be great. I could be Woody. Ryan could be Buzz, and then on the other days, I could be Mike, or I could be Sully, excuse me, and Molly could be Mike.
Guys, I just Googled Mike Wazowski height, thinking he would give me the costume's dimensions. And it gave me Mike Wazowski's actual height, which is 3 feet 8 inches.
I think that's my height.
Did we also discuss the fact that there's an official height for Mike Wazowski?
Yeah, we take this seriously, Chris.
Love that.
Why, even when I type in character height, it still says 3 feet 8 inches? Okay, hang on. I'm gonna try this again. Stop! Oh my gosh.
I love AI because it's so stupid. I typed into Google, how tall do you have to be friends with Mike Wazowski? And the AI answer is, according to the Monsters, Inc. universe, Mike Wazowski is a very short character. So to be friends with him, you likely wouldn't need to be very tall at all.
All right. Well, should we do a quick recap, or we?
I think we should do a quick recap.
Okay, so quick recap on what our top 10 jobs at Walt Disney World would be. For me, my honorable mention is to be the person at the end of the night with a Mickey glove, waving and saying, "Have a magical night." Number 10, bellhop at Tower of Terror. Number 9, Green Army Man. Number 8, Tumbling Monkey in the Festival of the Lion King. Number 7, a cousin at the 50s Primetime Cafe. Number 6, a Jungle Cruise skipper. Number 5, Prince Charming, Flynn Rider, Prince Eric. Make me a prince, I don't really care. Number 4 is a Kilimanjaro safari guide. Number 3, a voice in an attraction or on a mode of transportation. Number 2 is a frozen villager. And number 1, let me fly over something. A castle, a building, a person. I don't really care.
Anything.
Anything.
Just let the man fly.
Let me zip line
Get
over
this
something.
man in the
Thank you. Molly, tell us your top 10.
Excellent. Well, first, before I get to the top 10, we have to talk about my honorable mention and my retirement plan right behind Rye when he says goodbye to you. I am further behind him with a turtle on, doing some last minute magic for the night. finally, to recap my top 10. Number 10 is a attractions cast member at Living with the Land. Number 9 is a fairy godmother in training. Number 8 is a VIP tour guide. Number 7 is a server at 50s Primetime. Number 6 is a watercraft cast member and driver. Number 5 is a cast activities recognition and experience team member. Number 8 is, or nope, sorry. Number 4 is a parade float driver, specifically as Maleficent. Number 3 is put me in the air as Wishes Tinkerbell. Number 2 is a Jungle Cruise skipper. And number 1, finally, is a voice actor for the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Love
Very
it.
nice. Very nice.
All right, River Guide Chris is number 10. Well, I want to be a river guide at Collie River Rapids again. Or I would even accept being a river guide over at Grizzly Peak
We're
or
talking
Grizzly River
Disney
Run.
World, sir.
You did not specify that. You just said Disney Parks.
Debatable.
Anyways, I said river guide at Collie for at Collie first. So, number 9, butler at the Haunted Mansion. Number 8, put me in a parade. Number 7, friends with Goofy, Mr. Incredible, or Woody. Number 6, put me on Main Street as a Dapper Dan. Number 5, Jungle Cruise skipper. Number 4, VIP tour guide. Number 3, performer at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. Number 2, Disney Parks, Resorts, and Experience social media team. And number 1, I want to be the second big cheese right behind Mickey Mouse, the vice president of one of the theme parks.
Very nice. Good lists, everyone. Good lists.
Excellent job.
Good
All
answer. Good
Excellent
answer.
jobs, actually, everyone.
Of
Yes.
course, excellent jobs is correct. You know, Molly, every time I hear good answer, you know what I think? She knows exactly what I think.
I wonder if it was our cruise. Good answer.
Listen,
Molly has always coined the term good answer. Even when she was at my house with my family playing game night, she would literally go, "Good answer." Answer.
But it's not just our cruise. The specific question as we were playing Family Feud was, what is the most stolen office supply or something like that? And somebody on our team said toilet paper. And we had all been told you're supposed to say good answer. And Molly's like, good answer, good answer. And the host turned to her and was like, that is not a good answer. What are you on?
Was that
And then it was on the ball. It was like the number two answer.
Was that Darnell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. So every time I hear good answer, that's immediately, I just think of toilet paper.
He was so funny on that cruise too, because he was
Right.
so sassy with us, and we just gave it right back to
Oh,
him.
yeah.
Oh, what's up, Darnell, if you're listening?
Right.
Anyway, hey, let's get Darnell to listen to us. So if anyone
There we go.
knows Darnell from the Disney Cruise Line, tell him about our podcast. He follows us on social media, but I don't know if he follows the podcast, but he follows Chris and I know for a fact, and probably Molly too.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway,
We should tag him in this episode.
we should. You should also follow us on social media. You should probably subscribe to us on whatever platform you listen to us on. And our social media, we only have Instagram. It's DCP Anonymous at, oh, sorry. Nope, that's the
No,
email.
it's not.
Nope. We're only on Instagram, and it's DCP Anonymous Pod. And then you can always email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. Beep, copito.
Anonymous. Anonymous. How
Anonymous.
did you say that?
I don't know. It like fumbled out of my mouth.
Anonymous.
I was like, I'm
Trying
struggling.
so hard not to laugh.
Oh, Lord.